Matt joining us right now, one of our dear friends who's been coming on the show for a long time.
Long time.
I remember getting to see him play in the Mountain West for the Utah Utes.
Utah.
Quarterback.
Utah.
Corner.
Utah.
Running back.
Utah.
Safety. Strong.
Utah. Utah.
Free.
Utah. Utah. Utah.
Holder.
Utah.
Guard.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Ah, darn it. I knew I should have kept my mouth shut.
He's going into his 13th season in the NFL. Back home in the Los Angeles area, as you know, he's an Alta Loma champion through and through. Chargers for many years, Ravens. And now, Hall of Fame career takes him to the Rams.
Foosball.
Let's go Braves. Alta Loma High School represent. It's Eric Weddle and his beard. Joining us, the six-time Pro Bowler. And a champion of the people on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Never played guard. Unless he has.
Maybe at Alta Loma.
Yeah, maybe on a punt team.
Eric Warner.
What's cracking, Eric? How are you?
Man, just enjoying Cali, man. Glad to be back home. And the challenge is waiting, man. We got a lot to get done. We got a lot to go, man.
And you know how to do that because you've been doing it, stepping up to the challenge for about 13 years. But how meaningful is it for you, after all these years, to be able to come back to the West Coast and play with this Rams team coming off a Super Bowl appearance?
Yeah, it's definitely, like I said, it was a match. And honestly, a dream come true, you know, to be able to, one, be wanted, and two, to continue living out my dream is very humbling, and to be able to do it back here close to home is definitely something that I cherish. And then we'll always think about it every step, every day that I go to work to make them right and to help any way possible to bring a Super Bowl here, that's for sure.
It has been a great market for safeties. You're certainly one of the best. You did the deal, it came together very quickly. Was that a priority for you? Was it the Southern California thing? How was it that this was able to be put together so fast?
Well, I mean, so many things, thoughts going through my head. So basically, there's a rush of emotions, right? Tuesday I get released, which kind of thought, so I was preparing for that. Then you're thinking, okay, where do you still want to play? Are you wanted? Is it fit what you are as a player? Does it fit schematically, logistically with my wife and kids, yada, yada, yada. Then the outpouring attention you get from teams, that they're saying good things about you and that they're interested. So then it becomes, okay, well, let's figure out where to go, where to trip. It's a different decision for myself at this point in my career than it was 4 years ago, or let alone 9 years ago when I was a free agent the first time. So the Rams initially we were actually going to trip to a couple other teams and then backtrack to LA when I was coming back out west after the trips, and some things changed and they came back super aggressively and said that they wanted to be first and they wanted me to get in the building. So that kind of changed the dynamic of the trips and where I wanted to go first. So once that happened and knowing the Rams were my top choice from the onset of when we made a game plan and the fit and coach and where the team is at and the success that they've had. So once I got in there and visited and built a rapport with everybody, it was an easy decision for me. Just, you know, once we got the figures right, there wasn't a need to go trip anywhere else.
Don't mean to make you look back, but you said you weren't sure if you were going to get released. You thought maybe that was going to happen. I think a lot of people in football were surprised that you were released, considering what the number was, how well the Ravens defense had played last year, ended up winning the division and making your way into the playoffs. Were you just kind of maybe emotionally preparing yourself and you were surprised, or did you think that? Because obviously that defense is going to look a lot different next year based on all the guys that are gone now.
Yeah, I mean, we had a special defense over this past season, and it was 3 years building that defense to what it was, and a lot of changes obviously have happened. But I met with the GM after the season, and we just talked. It was a great conversation, and, you know, I had an inclination that maybe they would go in a different direction. So mentally, I've kind of been preparing that. preparing you that for that, if that does happen, that you're ready for it and you're moving on to the next step. And it was no hard feelings. I had an amazing time there, and that's just the way they go. They want to go younger at that position, and I respect their thought on that. And honestly, I give him props for being a man and calling me and sticking to his guns. So nothing but love for Baltimore. But at that point, it was just the idea of playing somewhere else, knowing Chanel and my four kids will be back in San Diego. We're back home for good. Wherever I would have signed, that would be the dilemma of just playing maybe in a different state, different part of the country, far, far away from your family. I mean, I'm in a different stage of my career. So that was all weighing heavily before I got released. So it just worked out perfect, man. I couldn't be happier of the Rams wanting me and my side making it happen.
Everywhere Eric Weddle has been, there's been success, not only for him individually, but for the defense as a whole and the football team. He's a great leader. But what is it like, Eric? I mean, because you were so long with the Chargers, you didn't have to convince anybody of your leadership skills year in and year out. What's it like when you walk, after all those years, walking into a new team, first like Baltimore, and what's it going to be like with the Rams? Do you slow play it? Do you come in mother effing everybody and putting your beard in everybody's face? I mean, what do you do?
No, honestly, that's the exciting part for me, to go earn the respect of my teammates and coaches, go earn a role and spot on this team. I have a lot of experience, but that doesn't mean I have all the answers. I've been told, and I really believe this, that the greatest leaders are ones that are willing to listen. So I'm just going to go and be me. I have a big personality, as you guys know, but at the core of what I am is I love and care about my teammates, and I love this game to death, and I work harder than anybody out there. So I don't need to say much, and when I do, it'll be at the right time. But I'm just going to go out and have fun and push my teammates, and they push me, and let's just go be the best group, best defense in the league. That's all the focus is getting better, being the best, not settling for anything short of greatness. That's the only thing that matters to me.
Can you, Eric, can you make sense of just the difference that a year makes? I remember this time it was about 2 weeks later in the free agency period last year, heck, even 2 months, when there were still a lot of safeties available, guys that led the position in interceptions, like Trey Boston, who hadn't been signed yet. And now you have safeties getting the biggest money deals of any free agents. What has happened in the last year that got us to this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. You love every dollar that's spent on the position is amazing. And just guys in general, it does weed out the middlemen of our league of way the spending is. You pay your top guys a lot of money, and then you go young, and then those middle tier guys, it's hard for those guys to stay around in this league when they're good role players, good backups, and really good special teams players. But that's where we're at. And I think the change is the amount of top safeties that were in the free agency was unheard of. So I think everyone knew that if you wanted your guy that you picked out, you know, that you researched, that you watched on tape, that you know would make a difference for your team, you had to go get him and you had to pay a lot for him. So I think that's why those numbers are high. And rightfully so, those guys have earned it and they've played at a high level. And it's only good for the next guy that's coming through. Like the Kevin Baird of Tennessee is just smiling over there going into his contract year this upcoming season. So it's nice to see that our position is being valued at such a high level, which it should be. And the cap keeps going up. So numbers that 3-5 years ago are going to be up just by the percentage of the cap going up. So people all need to realize, like, that's where the money's going. So guys that are getting $10 million a year at the position, 3 years later will be getting $14-15. That's just the reality of it.
I know you mentioned your leadership, and you've done that your entire career, your emotional manner in which you play the game. But I was at the game against the Chargers, full disclosure. I called the games for the Chargers when you came to town with the Ravens, and it seemed like that was different, that there was something very special happening for you on that field that night.
Well, it was a long time coming. Obviously, it was well-documented what happened there, and it wasn't so much emotionally attached to that situation. I mean, out there on the field, honestly, it was like we were back in training camp, just me and Phil going at it and having fun and we just had a it was a great game to be a part of. But the emotional sides of what happened, I've gotten over, and the coaches aren't the same coaches. The majority of the players aren't on the team that I was on there. So it was nothing more just being back in the flow of things. But it meant a lot to go out there and put on the performance that we did and kind of put an end to all that saga and move past it.
Well, he's always been a stand-up man and a stand-up leader and a stand-up sports icon in Southern California, and now he's going to play safety for the Rams, the great Eric Weddle. My partner, Matt Smith, of course, asked about guard. Now
I was on that, right?
Well, no, I mean, I was amazed, and this was a long time ago. Kyle was the head coach, but, I mean, I was amazed at how much you did for that Utah team, and I was in my 20s calling games for Fox back then.
You were a young buck back then.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Now I'm all gnarled and angry. An old goat. But where have you ever lined up? What position have you not lined up at? Special teams, offense, and defense. Maybe that's easier than.
In an actual game?
Actual game, you know, I mean, I played every position on the punt team except snapper and punter, but I never played in a game. But I mean, I was like number two for like the gunner and all that. So, like, yeah. Throughout your career.
Throughout my career, I mean, the only really position I have is offensive line or receiver, but running back, quarterback, everything on defense, special teams, every spot on the punt team, personal protector. I was the front line on kickoff return.
Oh, that's the worst. Where they say redirect the guy, redirect him.
They got a 205-pound safety front line trying to guard these linebackers running full speed. Because back then, it was not these rules that we have now. It was full speed. Destroying everything in sight, so it was miserable.
And what do you do if that guy wants to knock you into the stands? He can. I mean, you're backpedaling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have a scouting report, and the guys that are like that who don't like to try to juke you, you gotta bow up and say, all right, team versus team, let's go. Yeah, pretty much. Like, I'm not just gonna let you just run me over. So we're gonna have a nice collision, and if you, eventually your body weight will start to push me over, and then I'll just slightly grab you and tackle you, and I'll get my job done.
Go down together.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Last thing for me, Eric Weddle with us. Rams just signed him. He will be their starting safety, a team that went to the Super Bowl last year, looking to get back there again. As someone who grew up in this area, I know maybe a little bit before your time, but I'm sure you've seen enough highlights, films of the Rams history. Do you have a favorite Rams uniform? They are going to make a change likely permanently while you're still on the team. What would you like it to be?
100%. The old school, the blue and yellow with the coincides with the helmet.
The 80s old school.
The 80s Rams.
Yes, that's by far. When I see those every time on TV, I always look at my phone instantly and say, who do I know on the Rams? I want one of those jerseys for my house. Who do I know? And now I'll be able to put a 32 up there, hopefully, if it works out the way to add to the collection. But that's by far one of the top. I love the black uniform from the Ravens. It's probably my favorite. But that Rams jersey, when I get it on, might take it over because it's by far one of the best uniforms ever.
He no longer has to be R3 on kickoff return ever again. The Hall of Famer, the great Eric Weddle. We love you, Eric, and welcome back to Los Angeles, of course. Wonderful move for you and your family. Good luck, and have a great offseason and season.
I will, guys. Thanks for having me on. Always appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Eric. What a stud, man. What a
love
G.
That dude.